nothing but the blood of Jesus. I come to you this afternoon, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend MacMillan, Minister Riley, musician, my beautiful, beautiful wife, and all my church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to profess the Word of God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, He who knows everything, He who knows our every thought, He who knows our every waking minute. Oh Lord, we come to you right now just as humble as we know how, Lord, knowing that we have nothing to bring to the table. But understanding that when we come to the table, Lord, yes, we expect everything.
Yes, sir.
Hear our cry, O Lord. Hear our cry, Lord, as we humbly submit to you. I come to you this morning, Lord, asking for you just to take complete control of me. Do with me,
yes,
what you wish. Use me any way that you see fit. Do with me whatever you wish to do, Lord. I give myself to you, Lord. But hide me. Hide me way, way behind your cross, Lord, that whatever, whenever I open my mouth, Lord, that all that can be seen will glorify you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Speak a word. Someone is listening. Someone is crying. Someone is in need, Lord.
Jesus.
Speak a word. We call on you, Lord, for we know that we can count on you. Have your way. In this place, in this vessel, on this day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask if you would turn in your Bibles to the fifth chapter of Romans. This chapter of Romans, a book that many call the Christian's handbook. And as I was studying, I realized that this chapter 5 is almost a handbook in itself, and just so appropriate for the day that we call Communion Sunday. The fifth chapter of Romans. It reads thusly. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Yes. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. Mm. But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, God died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Hallelujah. I want to use this morning as a topic to guide us. We use the word communion and follow it with a colon, and then complete your sentence with remembering the greatest display of love of all time. Remembering the greatest display of love of all time. And I'm going to give you an alternate too. If you want to put in parentheses, you can. A miraculous love story.
Right.
We've been on this theme of miracles and expecting miracles. So this morning we're going to just explore a miraculous love story. You know, when we come to this day of communion, sometimes we have to be careful, because as humans, what we tend to do, we'll do something over so many times that it just becomes a habit.
That's right.
And we'll lose the significance of it, of what we're supposed to be doing. What does this really mean? When I was studying, the Lord showed me a story. He said it was his church. He said that had a visitor that had come to the church, and he was sitting there, and when the church got to the glory part tree, so everybody turned to the wall. It was a blank wall. They all turned to the wall and said the glory part tree. And the visitor said, he said, why did everybody turn to that wall? And he said, well, that's what you do. You turn to the wall, you know. And of course the visitors were not happy with that answer. So he kept asking around, what's that all about? Why do you turn to the wall? He said, well, we've lost members because they refuse to turn to the wall, and that's what we do.
Okay.
And when he asked long enough, he found one of the people that was originally with the church when it was founded, and he told him, he said, well, you know what we used to do when we first started, people didn't know the words. And because we didn't have books, they had the words on the wall.
Oh, my God.
He said, but over time, it faded, and then somebody painted the wall.
Okay.
But the habit was still there. So you turn to the blank wall
and say it.
You see that? If you're not careful when you start doing stuff over and over again, you will lose the significance of it. So you have to keep in mind, what is this significant of?
That's right.
So we come to this communion Sunday, we need to understand that this Holy Communion, what we also call the Lord's Supper, it represents one of the greatest expressions of God's love for his people. He said this is a very special occasion, and no matter how many times you celebrate communion, you can find something different there. You can you can find a gap in your own soul, something that you didn't understand before. You can find it here in communion, because this communion is a very, very special occasion.
Amen.
You know, depending on how you look at the definition of the word communion, you know, we know it as a service of Christian worship at which bread and wine are consecrated and shared. But when you look at the other definition of communion, the sharing of or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is on a mental or a spiritual level.
That's right.
So when we come here to commune with God, when we look at this and we said, okay, we know that this is a ritual, but if I carry it high, if I understand what I'm doing, if I relate to God the way that I ought to relate to God, when I come and partake of His body and His blood, then if I'm really communing with Him and letting myself go, then I can get something special.
It's
a mystery how God works, but he makes it all available to us if we would just take it.
Yes.
Communion. When we look at this lesson coming from Paul, he starts his that fifth chapter. He says, "Therefore."
Mm-hmm.
We all know that when you hear the word "therefore," we say, okay, we got something coming after this statement, but there must have been something before this statement, because he says, therefore, there must have been some kind of basis, something set up before. So if you look back just a little bit in that fourth chapter, because that fourth chapter is talking, it's about our father Abraham, the father of our faith. And just listen a minute here. Go back to that 20th verse in chapter 4. It says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. I want you to hear me this morning. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take my time.
All right.
He said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith.
Strong in
giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. See, I'm not making any of these words up. I want you to hear this is the King James Version, the one that we say is so tough, but it's just as plain as it can be. It says that Father Abraham was fully persuaded that what he promised, see, he's talking about God, that he was able to perform. Is anybody here that have any problem with it? Fully persuaded that the God I serve is a whole lot of limitations I got, but the God I serve is able to do everything and anything, and I'm fully persuaded. I was just saying, because these are words that humans can handle. These are words that you can do. You know, you can be persuaded. I can sit and try to talk you into something all day, but until you decide that you're gonna be persuaded.
Yes.
So God makes it very available. He said, all you got to do is trust me. He said, all you got to do is just know that I'm able. Don't you try to do it. And that's where we get in more trouble when we try to do it. He said, don't you try to do it. He said, just trust that I can do it. And
come on, man. I'm
fully persuaded that he can do what he said he would do. And my Bible says in the 20th century, it says, and therefore it was imputed.
Yes, sir.
To him for righteousness. Imputed. Mm-hmm. See, imputed, my dictionary says that. See, that's when you ascribe. Mm-hmm. That's to give you something.
Yes.
Ascribe righteousness to someone by virtue of similar qualities in another. It says, I'm going to make you righteous.
Yes.
I'm going to impute it to you because she is.
Uh-huh.
You get it? Yes. So it said, God sent Jesus to be in our stead. He said, you guys can't get it right. He said, but if you would just trust in my son Jesus, then I'm going to impute it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Good
question. Yes, I will.
He said, all you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is be persuaded. I want you to understand me this morning, because it does not take that much. See, it takes something when you try to say, I'm going to have faith in God. I told you the last few weeks that when you start talking about human faith, it's not worth a whole lot, because human faith will fail, and you can't really, you say, okay, faith don't do it, but trust is different.
Yes.
Trust is something I've got control over. I said, I can't do it, but I know someone who can. I'm trusting in someone that can do more than I can do.
That's right.
Through him all things are possible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? He can do it. All you got to do is trust in him.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So therefore was imputed to him for righteousness.
So now
it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. It said that the Bible, it said God didn't have these imputed put in the Bible so that you would just say it was imputed to Abraham, but he put it in the Bible so that we would understand that we can have his righteousness imputed to us.
That's yes, right. Thank you.
For us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised Jesus our Lord from the dead,
yes,
who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. The righteousness of Jesus is available to little old me and little old you if we would just trust in Almighty God. Trust in his son that he sent for us.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. By faith.
By faith.
Huh? See, faith says that faith is a complete trust or
complete trust.
Confidence in someone or something. Think of yourself like a child when you said, a child would trust their parents. Sometimes if they trust you so much, it'll scare you.
Yeah.
they really expect that I can do everything. But see, God can. We got one that we can trust, that we can have complete confidence when we run up against a brick wall and say, I don't see how I'm going to get out of this, up around it, or I don't know how I'm going to get beneath it. But if we can just have confidence that the God I serve is able to do all things.
All things.
Faith.
Yes, sir.
But see, if we could get it in our head the right way. See, faith, the dictionary says that faith is an acceptance.
Okay.
But you see, what we mix it up at, see, our acceptance should be in Almighty God, not in what he does. You see, what we do, we get in our head, we say, I'm praying for God to do this, or I'm praying for God to do that, and God didn't do what I was praying for God to do, so I'm disappointed, but I got my faith in the wrong place. I was believing in what he had to do instead of believing in God Almighty. Almighty.
Yes, sir.
What you telling, preacher?
Yes, sir.
Man cannot live on bread alone.
If we could just hold on, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I'm in a fiery furnace. I'm between a rock and a hard place, and I don't know how I'm gonna get myself out. But I don't know if God's gonna deliver me. But I do know that He can.
Yes, He can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Preach
the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Father Abraham, they tell me that if we just
trust in
Jesus, and then we become heirs to the promise.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh? Heir to the promise. I call it HTTP.
All right.
All of these tech heads in here, now they think that's one thing, but see, they think that's hypertext transfer protocol, but that's an heir to the promise. It says, because I trust in Jesus, I trust in who, the provision that God gave to me.
Yes.
Because I trust in Him, then I'm heir to the promise.
Oh,
in other
yes.
words, all that God has to
yes,
give
sir.
Belongs to me because I trust
in
who. Hallelujah. You can receive it.
Yes.
By grace.
By grace.
That's Robert McMillan's acronym, I believe. Grace. That's God's riches at Christ's expense. It don't cost you anything.
That's
all you have to do is humbly submit, and it's all yours for the asking. All you got to do is accept it humbly, realizing that I did nothing to deserve it. It's all by grace.
Grace.
You do absolutely nothing but accept. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This thank you, God.
Slow me down, Reverend Mac.
All right, speak on. Speak on.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Spirit's in you this morning.
You get thank you, Lord.
Right on time.
Hallelujah.
Faith of a mustard
seed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, we've been talking these last few weeks. We talked about some of the gifts. We talked about fruit, and we talked about love. Just you know, you took the things together. It sounds like a bundle of love to me.
Yes.
Gifts and fruit and love is all together. So that's where the mystery of God works. He gives us His gift. And if you see it, 1 Corinthians 12:9 says, faith. Faith is a gift from God. And you know, that's faith that faith that can move a mountain. That's that faith. It comes from God. It belongs to Him. It's not something that you can develop on your own. God has to give it to you. He has to give you that mountain moving faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God.
And when you get the gifts of God, then along with it, if you let God have His way in you, then you start to develop fruit.
And
part of that fruit, Galatians called it, is love, joy, and peace.
Yes.
Peace is part of what you get when you realize that my God can do anything.
My Lord.
Yes.
It's all available to me.
You
don't have to get excited when things don't seem to be going your way. And it just don't seem like the tide's gonna turn. You just don't see how you're gonna make it out. You just, everything is down on me. I just don't know what to do. I'm ready to throw my hands up.
Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, God.
You don't have to get excited when you got a God that's got all power in His hand. You can sit there during the storm and sit there in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I can remember back in the day when the storms would come, and some of y'all know what I'm talking about, when the older people would make you all be still.
Yes.
Yes.
You pull the curtains together, you shut it all out, and you be still, because that's God's work, and God is at work. You be still. And I can remember us as little boys, we would get frightened sometimes when the thunder would roar and we'd get shook up, and we might run to a parent, but you run to that parent and they'd be sitting there in perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
Because they know that the God that is in charge of the storm is the same God that's in charge of you and me. And if you got your hand in his hand, all you can do is say, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Be still.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
My God is able to do all things. Therefore, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And also we have access by faith into this grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Remembering the greatest display of love of all time.
Yes.
When God sent his son.
Yes.
They called him Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They sent him to die on the cross. And,
yes.
And he came and he didn't mumble. He didn't say a mumbling word when they hung him on the cross. And somebody said he ought to come down if he's so powerful and he's got all power in his hand. Why don't he come down off of that cross? But he said, if I come down, then all of you will be lost.
Oh, come on
now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So he hung there. Mm-hmm. Didn't say a mumbling word.
Jesus, thank you.
The greatest display of love of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go through some of the teachings of Paul here when he talks about what Jesus did. I just want to show you what real love does.
Real love.
Real love. You see, and what real love does when God gives us, teaches us, puts in us real love, then we know what to do. And love is an action word.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
You
is.
Tell people all day long, I love you.
Come on now.
Just don't do the same when you tell somebody you love them. But when you really love somebody, you find out what needs to be done in that person's life. What needs to be said for that person. You want to know what real love does.
That's right.
You see, the first thing that real love does, real love rescues you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. When you can't help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I must hear every day somebody say, I don't mind helping somebody if they would help themselves. I'll help somebody if they would help themselves.
Yes.
But, and I used to say that all the time until God took me to a different place. He said, well, it's easy sometimes to help those who help themselves. Said, but what about those who can't help themselves?
Yes.
Huh? He said, you need to know what love is before you can dig beneath and try to help somebody who honestly can't
help
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what real love does. It rescues you when you can't help yourself. Romans 5:6 says, for when we were yet
sinners,
without strength,
mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. He said, when we were yet without strength,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
in due time,
due time,
Christ died for the ungodly. Some might say, just in the nick of time when I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more.
Mm-hmm.
But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, couldn't do nothing but see my hand. I didn't have nothing left but my hand up, but he reached down and he lifted me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what real love does. That's what real love does. When I can't help myself, when I didn't have another arm to even move it, but he reached down and he pulled me out.
He reached way down.
Because real love rescues you
mm-hmm.
when you can't help yourself.
All right now.
The second thing that real love does, real love does for you what you can't do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, you ought to help yourself.
Don't tell it, man.
Hallelujah. See, Romans 5:9 says, much more then,
much more,
being now justified
uh-huh.
by his blood,
blood,
we shall be saved from wrath
mm-hmm.
through him. You see, we couldn't save ourselves.
That's
we were
right.
lost, and we were lost forever.
Yes.
There's no way we could be rescued, but God figured it all out. In fact,
yes.
he had it figured out from the beginning. He sent his son, and he said, now, you can't do it, but I'll send someone who can.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Real love
mm-hmm.
does what you can't do for yourself. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Even those sins that you didn't even realize you were committing until God pointed them out to you.
Yes,
he said, I'm going to clean you up even
yes,
when
sir.
You don't even know you need it.
Yes, sir. God, thank you.
He'll do it.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He does for you what you can't do for yourself. What real love does, number three, it brings you what you need
mm-hmm.
when you can't go get
all right.
what you need.
All right.
Hallelujah. Romans 5:5 says, and hope make him not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts
yes.
by the Holy Ghost,
yes.
which is given unto us.
Thank you, Father.
When you're down and you're going through something,
yes. Yes.
you don't know what it is that I need.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get myself right. I'm depressed and I'm going through, and I
yes.
just don't know what I need. I've talked to my sisters
yes.
and I've talked to my brother. I've talked to the people at the church, but it's just something that I can't get right. I need something that I don't know what I need, but God Almighty know. He said what
yes,
you
God.
Need to be done is touched by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yeah. God. Hallelujah, God. Mm. Yes, sir.
Touched by the Holy Ghost is when you're sitting there and you're still in that same old miserable place you were a minute ago, but no longer
yes.
people looking down on you
yes.
and feeling sorry for you. They said he's lost his mind because
yes.
he's in trouble, but he's shouting
yes.
and praising the Lord that
yes.
something's got a hold on him.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Brings you what you need
yep.
when you can't go get it.
Yeah.
For yourself. I know about it myself. I've been there laying in the midnight hour when I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to work it out. And my Lord said, it's not for you to work it out. He said, just leave it alone and let God have His way. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
God. He'll bring you what you need when you don't even know what you need, but
yes.
God will
yes,
fix
sir.
It.
Yes, He will.
Don't know what's coming.
Yes,
sir,
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will intercede for us.
Yes,
Hebrews 5:16 says, now, so let us approach the throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You know, since Christ came,
yes.
We got a free access to the throne room.
Uh-huh.
See, some of us forget that, but we got free access to
free
the
access.
Throne room. They called and they said, Pastor, I need for you to pray for me. I said, well, I'll pray for you, but you need to pray for yourself because God has opened it up to you. And he wants to have a personal relationship with you. You need to let Him know all about you. Say, look at me, Lord, and if I got unbelief, move it. If I got doubt, move it, because I need to be close with you.
Yes, sir.
Upon this rock, I build my church.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Free access to the throne room.
Hello.
Brings you what you need. You can't get up and go get what you need.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
And then the fourth and final thing that real love does. The fourth and final thing I'm going to talk about.
All right, go ahead.
Love does a whole lot more than I got time to talk about. If you look at Romans 5:10, 5:11, it's, see, real love unifies you with your Creator.
Take your time.
Yes, sir.
In other words, we can receive the atonement.
Yes.
I like it when people break that word apart. Say at one mint. When you can get at one with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son.
Yes.
Much more. Being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
His life.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Yes, thank you.
You know what that does?
Yes.
Do you know what power that releases in your life when you're one with Christ?
It
says, I am heir. I am my Father. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. My Father owns everything. My Father is in control of everything. And all I got to do is call on Him. At one with Jesus. When I can just be at one with Him, because that Christ died for me and He imputed everything that He deserved, because He is God. He imputed it to me. He gave me the same right to go to God all by myself, because He imputed it.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Real love.
Real love.
Rescues you when you can't help yourself.
Uh-huh.
Does for you what you can't
do
for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Brings you what you need when you can't go get it for yourself.
Bring it now.
Then it makes you one with Jesus. One with the Master. It makes you heir to the promise.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you, Jesus.
As I prepare to close here, So how do we become more intimate with God?
Yeah.
How do we truly commune with Him and He with us? How do we truly become one with God? We need to humbly accept what God has made available to us.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Huh? Yes, sir. God.
Didn't cost us anything, but it cost God a whole lot.
Yes. Thank you.
God is love.
Yes, He is.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And God in him.
Yes. Thank you.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Did you get that? See, God is love. And if
yes,
we can just dwell in love, then we dwell in God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we can humbly accept what God has made available to us. Mm-hmm. I just want to end here with the lyrics of a song that I stumbled across. Never heard the song before in my life. But it says, Lord, teach me how to love like you.
Mm-hmm.
When people are at their worst,
uh-huh,
it's when they need love the most.
Yes, yes.
Lord, teach me how to love like you.
Uh-huh.
Fill this imperfect vessel with your empowering wine, that I may do what you would do. Open my eyes to see the anguished soul that's hiding behind that angry face.
Mm.
Open my ears to hear the hurting heart that's silenced by sin, that's searching for grace. When people are at their worst, is when they need love the most.
Mm-hmm.
Teach us, Lord, how to love like you. Fill us with your empowering wine that I may do what you would do. Teach us, Lord, as we prepare to come to the Lord's table this morning. Teach us, Lord, and fill us with new wine.
Jesus, Jesus.
Fill us with the bread that represents your body. Fill us, Lord, with yourself.
Just
replace us, Lord, that we will know how to love like you loved us, Lord.
Yes.
Teach us, Lord, that anything that we need is at this table.
Yes, sir, God. Mm-hmm.
It's all about your mindset.
Yes, sir, God.
Do I trust God the way I say I trust God?
Come on now.
Do I walk like I trust God?
Yes.
Do I truly believe that my God is able to do above and beyond anything that I can even perceive in my being? Whatever you need, it's at the table. God is able. God knows.
Yes, sir.
All about us. Remembering the greatest display of love of all time.